Be you therefore perfect, even as your heavenly Father is perfect. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. If you're keeping up with your lives of the saints, today's one of those saints who has a very interesting story, and it all started, his path to sanctity, started with an act of self-denial. The story starts, really, when his only brother, actually, Hugh, was killed. He was murdered. Well, when that happened, St. John's father was bent upon killing this enemy who put his son to death, and told John the same, that if you should ever see the murderer of your brother, put him to death. So both father and son were set upon murdering this cruel man. And one day, it almost happened. St. John was on his way to Florence. It was Good Friday. And they came across each other. That is, St. John was going one direction, and the man that had killed his brother was going the other way. They were crossing paths on such a narrow path that neither one could avoid the other. They had to come face to face. And when St. John saw it, and they recognized each other, St. John draws his sword. He goes, he's ready to murder his son, this man, but the enemy jumps off his horse, throws himself down on his knees, and outstretches his arms, and says, "In the name of him who was put to death for our salvation on this day, forgive me for what I have done." And St. John, the sword was still shining in the sunlight. He was about to shed blood. He pondered for a moment. He thought of our Lord on the cross, and how our Lord had actually forgiven us much worse sins than this enemy was asking for. And so, in honor of our Lord's crucifixion, he forgave him. He put up his sword in its case, and he embraced the very man who had murdered his brother. Could you imagine doing such an act? Well, he went to the first church that he came to pray, perhaps to ask for mercy and pardon from our Lord for even thinking about killing someone. And when he passed by one of the crosses, the crucifixes in that church, our Lord bowed his head to St. John Gualbert as if to reward him, to thank him for giving this act of mercy toward his enemy. It's a beautiful story. But think of it. It all started with that one little, well, rather big, act of self-denial. And then from then on, he ran down the path of holiness and of sanctity. They say in the spiritual life that that's exactly how it works. One grace is often linked to another. If you resist one grace, you might miss the rest of the chain link. But if you cooperate with each grace, then there's another one attached to it, and yet another, and another, and another. All the links of a chain. And each one of us has a different length of chain. A different amount of graces will be given to each one of us here tonight. But it's up to us to cooperate, be on our guard. Estote parati. That's what they say often in the gospel. Be ready. Be always ready, prepared for the moment of grace. When you might have to forgive your enemy, you might have to, do some other duty that you'd rather not, and you'd rather sleep or play a video game or whatnot, but duty calls. If you can cooperate with that grace, there's another one attached. And that might mean the difference between just being an ordinary Catholic and becoming one day a great saint that all will admire one day, and all the glory that you might have. And it's all due to that one grace you cooperated with. And then there's a whole lot. It's a beautiful thought. It's frightening too. But that's why we have the saints. That's why we have especially Our Lady of Grace, whom we should invoke for the help always to recognize the moments of grace, but always to cooperate with them the best that we can. And if we should miss or refuse one or another grace from our Lord, then ask our Lord's pardon. Even as the enemy of St. John Gualbert asked for pardon and received it. So when we go to the Eternal Father and ask pardon for our sins, our refusal to cooperate with grace, God will pardon us if we mean it. And we mean to amend our life and do the best we can with Our Lady's intercession. St. John Gualbert, pray for us. Our Lady of Grace, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.